Hey, nerds. Join us on Discord and hit that subscribe button.
Hi, I'm Flynn.
Zika.
Thessaly.
Oma.
Kennick.
And I'm your DM, Seth. Welcome to Venture Forth. When last we left, our heroes began to converge around the Agents of Repair as separately, the party in two groups made their way towards the Capitolium within Steelgate. Thanks to a daring foray into the heavily guarded Monarch's residence, Oma and Seeker found themselves making their way toward the Capitolium in the company of Queen Isolde, having proven to her that her security is perhaps more compromised than she's willing to admit. Meanwhile, back at the Scholar's Rest, after putting together a few disparate pieces of information gathered from the unmarked ship that the Fatal Reserve apparently arrived upon, Thessaly, Flynn, and Kellick met with Salix, who informed them of Nasaid Kalb's curious activities, and they also made their way toward the Capitolium and the parliamentary chambers within. This trio, with Salix in tow, arrived at the Capitolium to see the Queen in emergency council session alongside some of her most trusted advisors. General Edgar Cade, the leader of Ondale's armies, Valeris Thorne, the leader of the Still Guard, and Admiral Elia Moonshadow of the Ondalian Naval Forces. The group arrived, and Kellick took an opportunity to pull Thessaly aside to discuss the coming events. And a truth, this long happened. Held close, finally surfaced under the mounting tension of rapidly unfolding events, as Kellick finally told Thessaly of his love for her. But this joyous moment was short-lived.
So short.
Put to an abrupt end.
A sharp end.
Fatal Reserve found a target in Salix Quinn.
Mm.
Battle immediately broke out as members of the council came under fire, with many being pushed to the brink of death and some dying as the AOR fought against the Fatal Reserve, or so they thought. It wasn't long before you all saw through the first feint of Captain Vossen as the assassins, under the effects of some form of transmutative magic that made them appear as the Fatal Reserve, fell. But under duress, Queen Isolde had already begun to flee for the illusory safety of her council chambers. Oma and Seeker gave chase, and as you both arrived, despite your attempts to persuade her otherwise, you saw, as one by one, in the council chamber, from a shimmering doorway, the true Fatal Reserve finally made their play.
No, they didn't. It's a fake again.
They're just the puppets. They're little puppets.
They're friends.
As we come back to this moment, Seeker and Oma, you guys rush into the council chambers, and you see before you a beautiful room, sort of lavish, extending out from you.
Mm-hmm.
Large, with a large table in the center, and you see on the far side of that table Queen Isolde, as she has...
Is she invisible?
She's invisible.
Oh, right. Yeah, she's invisible. Wait, are you concentrating on invisibility then? You are. Okay.
He is.
So, Shield of Faith is not...
That is true.
So...
Because you didn't take any drugs.
No, you did not.
But, I can't.
I am the keeper of the drugs.
I had Shield of Faith. Okay.
So as this shimmering doorway appears, and you see a collection of figures step out.
No.
Do I? First, you see, standing at about 6'4".
Real short.
A broad-shouldered, fur-covered humanoid.
Diplomat.
You see orange fur that fades into a burnished red as a large mane done partially kind of dreadlocked and sat off to the side, face covered in faint scars.
It's cool.
You see wearing deep black leather armor.
Sorry.
He reaches to his back and pulls from sheets at his side two twinned rapiers.
Okay.
You see the form of Captain Vossen as he
it's not real.
Predatory feline smile kind of comes over his face as he looks and sees Queen Isolde and then looks
does he see
to
Queen
you.
Isolde?
Oh, he does. Well,
do we,
does he?
Do we see him look somewhere?
Does he?
You see him look.
Ah, no!
He does.
Him specifically.
Okay.
Him. He comes out and he kind of sweeps his head from side to side as he walks forward just a little bit and then there you are. And he smiles and you see his fangs come out as he apparently can see within a certain radius the hidden form of the queen.
I don't even know
you
what that
see
is.
Behind him stepping out additional figures. You see a large, almost as large, half-orc mail in full plate mail and holding it aside kind of almost lazily as he struts out. You see this long black pulled pole arm mm-hmm. with twin curving blades on either side that are rippling with steel. And as you kind of look, the steel and the lines of kind of the folded forge of them shift subtly to your guys' vision. You see on the other side...
What?
A human woman, dark black hair with pale blue eyes, who calmly steps forward, kind of cradling, almost like a child in her hand, this large scythe, this massive kind of reaper-like instrumentation.
She loves it.
And she's wearing like this black kind of dress underneath. Hmm. And above it, you see this dark metal breastplate that kind of protects and covers her.
She the matron of death.
And behind them, you see these mechanical constructs.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Two turrets of strange like construction also make their way
out
of the door.
Because they have a little artificer
boy. Between them both, you see a short, squat figure with like a shock of red hair, kind of almost like in a bohawk type of a construction, and like with piercings all around the ears, and kind of a little bit of a braided beard that has like little bits of trinkets and bobs of jewelry in it, and wearing also like a beautiful kind of like brass breastplate, as in his hand he carries a strange long-barreled contraption.
There's too many people. We're gonna die. Okay.
And that is everybody.
That's all we see?
That you see.
Wait, that's everybody we see?
You didn't.
Do we see a halfling?
You don't see a halfling.
We're all fucking invisible.
Well, we're not even there yet, right?
Yeah.
You don't see a halfling.
Omar are there.
Okay, yeah.
But she might be invisible.
And as they all step out, you see as Queen Isolde turns and the steel predators both defensively take up posture and run towards this group. And then you see as Hadrix lifts up the device and pushes that button, and the heads of the steel predators implode and melt to slag. And Captain Voss turns and he sees you, because he can't see Oma from where he is. But
he turns to you.
And like a smile comes over his face and he goes, "Ah, a spectator. Well, we originally wanted to do this quietly, but seeing as you're already here, well, I suppose you can stay for the show. I'm sorry to say you won't be leaving. Svara, some privacy, please. I need everybody to roll initiative for
some privacy, please.
What does that mean?
Wait, are we going to be caught out of this?
So he didn't. So I noticed him notice
the queen.
The queen, but not Oma.
He can't see Oma. He doesn't make eye contact with her or see her.
Okay.
And I'm going to move you guys over to the map.
Ooh, shit.
All right.
Why is my initiative low?
You have advantage.
I know, I rolled with advantage.
Right. Yes, natural 20.
Let's
go.
Okay. All right.
Hey, what's that?
I mean, it's been worse, but it's also been better. So it's just...
All right. So, hang on one sec.
No, I rolled 30-20.
Oh, thank God.
Wow, okay.
All right, this
is ironic.
All right.
Hey. Yeah. Because I have a...
Okay, nice. Wow, why did everyone roll so much?
That's okay, Dev.
My thing. Okay. I can't remember what it's called right now.
All right. Okay. Clean up after we make a mess.
That's right. What if what I'm cleaning up is...
Okay. Us?
She's like,
but I don't have the thing to help you with the...
All right.
Can you tell us who's who?
Yes. So, as you guys look on this map here, you see here, he's right there. Sort of almost like standing as the steel predator like launches itself at him and then like falls down and skids up.
He lifts
up a foot and just puts it on it. You see Captain Vossen right here.
Can we clock where he looked to Isolde and said, "There you are"?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
You can clock kind of where he looked, which is like right here. So she technically shouldn't be on the map, but this is where she
for yeah
for demonstration purposes. Uh-huh. So you guys see her there, and then we're gonna go ahead and do this. Bam. All right,
Vossen.
Captain Vossen is there. You see as sort of moving out to flank him a little bit. Whoa.
Guessing she's here.
You see right here is the half-orc gentleman who kind of begins to go out to the side.
Next to the steel predator.
Okay, you see the half-orc guy is kind of like starting to flank around to the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm. He's
you
also
see
bad.
Right behind him is the human woman with the dark hair and the scythe that's kind of cradled in her arms. And then in the back here, you see Hadrix with what appear to be these two constructs that are to either side of him, kind of moving with him in concert. So that is kind of the battlefield. Seeker and Olma, you guys, I put you both over here. Let me know relative to where you wanted to be if this is close enough.
Yeah, I mean, that's so where I would be.
Is that about where you'd be?
Entering the room, yeah.
Okay. All right, so that's kind of the layout, and we're going to go ahead and dive into initiative. So, 20 to 25, anybody above 20?
27.
27 Holy for crap. Flynn. All right.
22.
Yes, 22 for Olma.
22 nice. For wow. Seeker, wow. 22 Woo. For Olma. Okay. Damn, guys, coming out hot.
All right. What's our dex? I have
16.
Oh, you're 16. Tired.
All right.
Oh,
no. We've done this before.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
like the same wisdom. It's Olma, I think, who goes first, okay. Right? Because you have the same wisdom.
Yeah.
What's your wisdom?
16.
16,
yep.
And then it goes to, I think, charisma.
Charisma.
It goes to charisma.
And then Olma.
Plus 4. 18.
Yeah. That's the order. I almost forget.
Regardless, yeah.
You guys can, and you guys can elect to go one the other if you'd like. Oh. I'm not worried. When you tie, like, you can choose who goes first.
Oh, you're in the room too, right?
You go. Why don't you go?
Okay.
Okay, so... Olma 22, Seeker 22.
I'm gonna let Seeker go first.
Okay, Seeker's gonna go first.
Still invisible.
Copy.
Cool.
Let's see, 15 to 20.
20.
20 for Kellic.
Nice. Okay. Wow. Guys.
All right. And
we're bringing the heat.
Bringing it.
Coming in hot.
14. Okay,
yeah.
Okay,
keep those rolls. That's still pretty good.
That's not terrible.
No, it's definitely not the worst. But.
Yeah. 14.
Okay. I'm glad
y'all rolled high. So we need rolled a natural
20. So nervous.
What am I doing?
All right.
You have plus 7 to your initiative. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because of the war mage.
Yeah.
Gives me like a bonus.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because I was like, I have plus 3.
We have a lot of initiative
war
stuff.
Magic. It's like I'm able to add 2 to my initiative rolls.
And get myself an advantage or whoever.
A wizard thing.
He's got
intelligence modifier.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then I also have a max dex.
And then he has a plus 5.
Did they roll initiative?
They have. I roll initiative for all of them ahead of time to not take the time to do it at the table. That is going to kick off initiative, as this is kind of the scene that you guys see before you. And believe it or not, back in the hallway, Flynn Fellowweave, you are the first to act.
Yes.
So you see you're about 60 feet away, and you can see this doorway that is ahead of you. It's about 15 feet across. The doors have been thrown open by the queen and the steel predators arriving. Flynn, what do you do?
All movement. Going. So movement and action just to...
Okay.
That's 50?
50 feet. Okay, you are 10 feet outside of the door, so you are actually like basically right at the edge of the map. That's where you're able to get to with your full movement and action. Because you use action to dash, right? To get
action
there?
Action to dash, okay. Movement, and then do I want to do anything? I don't think I can do anything with the bonus. And then I still have the Shadow Blade just kind of like in my hand as I'm running up with it.
All right, awesome.
It's my turn.
All right, ooh. That brings us to Captain Boss.
Oh.
Swashbuckler Rogue.
Why?
Big not a bonus. Swashbuckler.
So, Captain Boston turns to you and he says, I'm very sorry. And he like just smiles and you see as he like pulls up the rapiers and just runs straight forward for the queen.
No,
eyes on her.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He can see her because he's a high level rogue.
Oh, she's a monk. She's got
did she patient defense at all?
Like, she has not yet. We will see.
Why wouldn't she have?
She hasn't gone yet.
Into the room.
She thinks the room is safe.
I know. I know.
He is going to make his first attack at her.
What if he didn't?
All right. First attack.
For a moment, he pondered the morality of the situation.
Oh, he would never.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah.
All right. So as the rapier comes out, it... passes through empty air apparently, and he like he goes in for a second strike. Oh, that is not what I wanted to do. Go. Ooh, wow, second strike. Missing.
Oh my gosh! We dissolved it!
Third and final attack. Wait.
We might be okay.
This is not right.
Oh no.
This is not sorry, his
Okay.
Hang on. That is not correct. Bonus-wise. Hang on.
But it was at least correct these two.
he still doesn't hit, even with his bonus, but... Okay, yeah. What the fuck? Bonus is like cut in half.
No, it wasn't. That's right. That's right.
He's getting old, you know?
I mean, I can't.
No. Oh, man, just misses. Okay, and the...
Ooh, your hair looks great, by the way.
The third attack, thank you.
Compliment, compliment, compliment.
Wonderful.
Your beard is really bearded.
You're looking so sexy.
Did he whip more
time? Oh my god.
Perfect.
Right. No. You miss it.
Yes! Yes! This is a great start.
Wow.
Okay, okay, okay.
Wait, wow, Boston.
Three attacks.
Three attacks.
Three attacks.
And
from
he
Boston.
Missed all three.
So we actually don't know if the queen is there
or
not.
God.
So we thought he was here.
What the fuck?
I don't see any blood on the floor, so I guess we're good.
All right. So he like, and he like, you hear this like, this guttural like growl that emits from his chest as he, as like, frustrating, very uh-huh. frustrated from whiffing three times, he fucking ends his turn. What?
What?
Yes!
Okay. Okay. And that brings
that's
us to Seeker.
Okay. This is the guy you were afraid.
I know.
No, I'm
he's
like,
lost his touch.
I'm kidding. It's gonna come back.
No, I'm terrified still. No.
Same.
So if I use the Channel Divinity, would that keep me from using a bonus action spell?
No. Channel Divinities are not spells. Perfect. So yeah, you can use Channel Divinity. Big.
So I am going to... all right. And then I want to get a ruling because... The wording on this says I can do it, so I want to use Sanctuary on the queen. And it says a creature within range. It doesn't say I have to see him.
True, but under the general rules of spellcasting, you do have to see a target to cast a spell on it. Unless it's an area of effect, in which case you just select a point.
Even if it's his invisibility that's keeping her...
Yeah. I mean, technically...
You'd have to drop it.
Oh.
You know you're concentrating on the spell, but you still can't see where she is.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Couldn't he drop it and then cast?
You could. You could drop it and then
you
cast.
You could drop it and then cast.
But then you have to wait another round.
But then you reveal her.
Because Sanctuary is a spell.
Yeah, but you reveal her anyway, because you have to drop concentration to cast Sanctuary in the first place.
Very right? true.
So same difference.
You're concentrating on just invisibility. So if you cast a spell, the invisibility is going to drop.
Well, is Sanctuary concentration?
It doesn't matter. When you cast a spell, because this is just invisibility, it's not greater. So when you cast a spell, make an attack, invisibility goes
right,
away.
Right.
Yes, if you're concentrating on it.
On invisibility specifically.
Oh, that's on someone else. Mm-hmm. So if he casts it, okay,
if he
that
casts
makes sense.
Another spell, the invisibility drops.
So I guess either way,
that doesn't work
do
for
it.
All
wait.
Things. That's that just
on.
Invisibility?
Wait a minute.
I know that works. Yeah,
person,
I mean,
is
that's
it, is it the wait, person that. I don't know.
That's what I'm wondering.
That's confusing, yeah, because it's like the person who has invisibility on
them
is the one who would break it.
The spell ends for a target that attacks or casts a spell.
Oh. For a target.
Yeah.
Creature you touch. Anything
so
the target you're carrying is visible. The spell ends for a target that is... Never mind.
So if they...
If
you
she cast a concentration spell, it will drop. But if she attacks or casts a spell,
she's
that's
fine.
What's going to drop.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm sorry. That was my mistake. But
okay.
Yeah. So
okay,
you can,
so then... All right.
But
you need to see
I can't target her to cast Sanctuary.
Correct.
But unless you drop it.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good one too.
Having high
operation.
I'm going to look at Boston and who's closest to the half orc?
The half orc is closest to Boston. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna
channel divinity or something.
I'm gonna do that in a sec. I am going to look at them and say I'm gonna grab my left forearm with my right hand. Yeah. Sin, no. And I'm going to cast blindness on Boston and the half-orc.
On Boston and Fane.
And all right,
Boston and so we've
Fane.
Got two constitution saving throws, correct?
Yes.
Oh,
all right.
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
Which?
Captain Boston is going to be first.
He's going to do bad, right?
I don't know.
11.
11?
He fails.
He does fail.
Mm-hmm.
Fails?
11?
He does fail.
He fails. Yeah. He fails.
We're deep rolling like that.
I am bamboozled by what's going on right now.
You know what?
Fane. So Captain Boston fails, and you see what does it look like when your blindness takes hold?
Oh, yeah. What does it look like? The eyes shimmer. That
he's blind.
Purple. That purple energy from Lars
mm-hmm.
just really quickly
mm-hmm.
and then he just loses vision. So it just flashes and mm-hmm. then bam, vision's like gone.
All right. Awesome,
yeah.
awesome.
That is so good.
All right. So you see as the purple kind of takes hold of Austin's eyes and he like turns and like he kind of looks in your general direction, but then his face just turns and he's like still dialed in to where Queen Isolde, you believe,
yeah, where he believes she is.
But he, yeah, he is blind. He is blinded by your spell.
Yes.
Bane, do you see as the purple energy kind of swirls and then he just reaches up and goes and just like almost like baffs it away and then just kind of turns towards you.
No.
Interesting.
And his eyes just narrow.
He narrows
succeeds.
At me.
He succeeds. He gets a 20. He gets a 20. All right.
Invisibly still up.
So that is action to cast blindness and deafness. And you choose blindness for both, right?
I choose blindness for both. Yes.
All right. Awesome. So
and then
action, bonus action.
Nope, not gonna do that. Bonus action. I'm going to hide.
Nice.
Like around one of these chairs in the middle. Like,
okay.
I'm gonna move up here and hide.
All right. Go ahead and make a stealth check for. Okay. This is. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Let's get stealthy. That's gonna be a.
Stealth.
Why don't I remember what my number is? I think
it's like 90.
It's a 24.
24. All right. Okay. You believe you are hidden. So you run forward.
I don't like the way you said that.
Kind of slide under the table and you use your bonus action to hide. Is that placement wise about where you want to be?
Yeah, it looks good.
All right. Awesome. At the end of your turn, Fossen is going to use a legendary action.
Yes, he is.
And of course he is. He is going to turn towards the queen and the rapier comes out once more. He's going to attempt to attack her one more time.
Do you like quadruple disadvantage now?
He has blindsight. So he can see her.
He can see her still?
He has blindsight.
Blindsight. So even blinded, he still can see within a limited radius.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but
I know.
It's a rogue ability.
Yeah.
All right. So he is going to make...
His swashbucklers are so cracked.
But so almost out of it.
I am.
Yeah. Whatever that distance is. Oh, I don't know. He moved forward or something, so maybe he can see.
He's not worried about... Yeah.
I'm like, there's no fucking way.
It's working, right? He missed again.
He missed again.
Did he miss?
I'm like about to move. I'm like, there's no way. This guy misses four fucking times in a row.
His blindsight is like, his blindsight.
You're rolling like a D10.
Hey, his blindsight's acting up.
I might be. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? Let's go. Okay, yeah, I might start rolling. That's cool. That's because
it feels better.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
All right, but that is going to be the end of Seeker's turn, and that is
like
one
that
of Vossen's legendary actions, and brings us to Olma. It is your turn. What are you doing?
Okay, can I do something crazy?
You can try.
I'm going to bonus action Step of the Wind.
Okay.
And run to the spot that is being attacked.
Uh-huh.
What?
And I'm going to grab Isolde.
Uh huh.
And cast Thunderstep.
Oh!
Can you make it there?
I can.
She can.
All right. This
Step of the
so
Wind,
have,
I can.
Is interesting.
But can you grab her? She's
can
invisible.
I don't have to grab her. I don't have to. I just have to be within 5 feet of somebody.
And she has to be willing. So I think she is. So,
she just missed it. Let me out of here.
And I can go 90 feet in the hallway. The wind, the door is open.
She's like, right. Now, glad still. I did yoga
okay.
this morning.
Okay.
So I'm just like 90 feet out the door.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
Are you fucking serious?
So you run up.
Are you leaving me?
I wasn't going to do this, but you blinded him, and I was like, well, let me, like, right. I know he has blindsight, but.
You run up.
Well, no, let's take advantage of that.
You get away from him, obviously. You go on the opposite side of him, and you, as you go there, you reach out.
I don't have to hold her though.
You don't have to be making contact.
I don't have to make contact with her. Okay. It says within 5 feet.
Does the rule apply? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't.
All right. So you get to that space and you will the thunderstep to take hold and in a fucking thunderous Olma disappears and goes 90 feet out of the door. So
we don't see any of this.
No, you're gonna hear it.
You see her reappear in the hallway, yeah?
And also, that means anybody within 10 feet of me has to make a constitution saving throw also.
Right, okay.
Which is just Boston, I think.
Let me see here. I gotta move her off the GM layer real quick so that I can get her out.
It's very big. Because the blind side might actually be good, because then he only has to rely on the blind side, which is only like...
I love how, like, this thunder happens, and, like, we're all running in the hallway. All we hear is just, like,
I'm sorry.
Like,
This is the move.
Now he's relying on blind sight, and there's a limited range to that.
Yeah.
He can't use his regular eyes to see outside the door right now.
I mean, you could have, like, whispered at me, like, I'm leaving.
No,
but whatever.
This is the
You could have, like, done me as out.
I probably... Have you done this
before? Okay.
I don't know.
So
no, I've never
I don't know exactly what's
so
happening.
So much invisibility.
Sorry,
so,
sorry. Guys,
so you and Isolde appear right next to Flynn.
Right.
Flynn.
No, no, I'm 90 feet.
Yeah, I know. That's 90 feet away.
Really?
Yes. That is 90 feet away. Look.
Fuck.
Well, moved 50.
Do you see that? Do you see that arrow?
Yeah.
10 feet away from the door.
90 feet away. So you get right
there.
That's okay. That's pretty good.
No, that's
all right.
That's way better than where she was.
Way more better.
All right. So.
I still have movement. No, bonus action, action.
Does the thunder happen when you leave or when you leave?
I have some movement left.
Okay,
how much movement do I have left?
Let me see here.
That's right. You still have movement.
You did. Hang on.
But you can't carry her.
I can't carry her.
You're strong.
You 65 strong. Well. 60. Yeah.
Is she 70
because you kind of had to like skirt around the tables? No,
non-Euclidean.
Take you 65 feet of movement to get there. So you have 15 feet left, right?
I believe
so. 80 feet of movement with Step of the Wind. All right, so you have 15 feet left.
And I can't like drag her or pick her up or.
I mean,
you can try. You are at half speed while dragging another creature.
Okay, I just want to get her off. Outside of the doorway.
Okay.
So just like off to the side.
Okay, cool.
Is what I would like to do. If I could take her and me even just the 5 or 10 feet off to the side.
Yeah, I'll round it.
Seven.
Always in range D&D you round down unless specified otherwise. So 5. So you guys, I'm putting a little note that you guys are 5 feet for like off of the map and over a little bit from the door.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Thank
you.
And then if I see Flynn in front of me, I'll go, Flynn. Like whisper.
Hey,
I'm the queen.
Okay.
And then Boston has to make a
con save. Right.
Yeah, con save.
Con save.
I hope it's not dead.
Okay.
Because
probably pretty conny too. But
he probably is.
He's not super conny because he missed my con save.
Wait.
Natural one.
No way, dude.
Wow.
Hey, what
I
blind
like,
am.
It is not. No more digital dice. No more
dice. Maybe it's not his day.
Maybe.
That's
3d10 damage.
Oh, he messed up.
One second.
He messed with the
Rebecca,
agent.
Like, together.
It is not.
Alma and Seeker make like the ultimate infiltration team.
Yeah, you guys.
That's true.
This is on nerves, y'all.
I'm gonna roll. I'm gonna use a meta magic to re-roll. And let me just like, sorry, I just really quickly. I want to make sure how many I need to use to do that.
Meta magic.
Oh shit.
So. To do empower spell, man. I just use one sorcery point to re. Sorry.
Those are two good turns. I'm real happy with the opening here.
Stop.
Three good turns
that.
If you count Boston.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. Stop.
How dare you?
Why are you doing this? Oh no.
It's going to be okay.
It's okay.
Gives me time to think.
Good. Everybody.
Sorry, one second.
I have to do that all on the top of my head.
I don't think until it's my turn.
That's how I.
Or I do think, and then everything changes, and I gotta think again.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Okay, I'm gonna use a power spell.
Okay.
Nice.
So worth it. Okay.
Queen.
22 points of thunder damage. 3d10, right?
Yeah. Spicy, 22 points of thunder damage.
All right, awesome. The explosion, poof, and you see his Boston's kind of like knocked backwards a little bit, and he like crosses his rapiers as he's pushed a little bit into the ground, and he's like searching now for wherever he believes that you guys have gone.
Right.
And he's kind of like searching the room, and you hear him call out, Meryl! And we shall see what that means.
Where's Meryl?
Awesome. That's bonus action, movement, and action.
Is Meryl
right?
bringing
your turn?
A fine draught to all of us?
I don't think that's Meryl's thing.
And that's not.
And your turn?
No.
That's the end of my turn.
Okay.
This is a good ass turn.
All right.
Dude.
That is going to end.
Hey.
Fucking
hey.
Hang on just a second. I am going
well done.
To.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Good job, you.
Great work.
Let me see here.
I mean, a big bang.
A big bang. Thunderous, if you will.
At the end of your turn, Oma. Vossen is going to use another legendary action to reshuffle the deck. Captain Vossen issues a command, and any friendly creature within 60 feet of him can use their reaction and immediately move up to its speed without provoking opportunity attacks.
What? That's freaking
so.
I'm okay, that's still only 30 to 45.
Field commander.
It's very similar to what I do. It's like he wants to be me.
Five.
He thinks he's Seeker.
As they begin to move, and he directs them like in the general direction of away from the room because he knows she's not in here or close by him. So he just directs them kind of outwards. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. That gets there. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Okay.
That's so fucked.
Our triumvirate is born.
What a damn Seeker. That would be.
Oh, man.
And.
I don't want to know.
There we go.
I don't.
Okay. All right.
They're all moving.
I'm sorry.
They're all moving. No,
no,
you didn't.
What are you sorry about?
This is a legendary action that is his. I it's just
no, I'm
the
just
way.
For Rodney. I'm sorry.
I'll be okay.
Oh.
He's the hot. He's good. He wrote a 24. No one sees
him. He's just under the table watching him move around.
The most intense game of hide and seek ever.
Okay.
You rolled a decent self check too.
I'm just running out this door with no one else here.
Close to us already.
I know.
All right.
No. What you did was good. I don't know when her turn is.
You guys
she's still invisible. She can run.
That you guys see as the Fatal Reserve, like, whoosh, moves out and towards kind of, like, in the general direction of away from the chamber.
I'm sorry. Did you not prep a hallway battle map?
I'm literally, like, hallway battle map. So
sorry,
we might know.
Really
that's all right. That's amazing.
Map.
That's amazing.
This battle map is gorgeous.
We will figure that out when we get there. So
that's okay.
All right. That is going to be his legendary action. Thank you guys for your patience. And brings us to Kellic.
Let's go.
Kellic with a 20 initiative.
How close am I to what's happening?
You are.
Can you hear me say?
So you are 60 feet away. So you see the Fatal Reserve kind of starting to move out into the hallway, and you see Flynn at the threshold. And you're 60 feet away from the doorway, basically.
Okay. How far am I from Isolde?
From Isolde? You're not sure. You can't see her.
Oh, right. Okay. Fuck.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Man,
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Okay. What are you apologizing for?
Okay.
You did it good.
No one can see her.
I didn't make her invisible,
great.
So...
This is
no one can
see her. Yeah.
We're good.
My heart. man.
I did whisper to Flynn.
You
so
yeah.
I don't
you
know if Flynn looked at us. Flynn looked at us when I whispered.
I have a general idea.
Yeah,
like over here.
Yeah, I actually have no idea what to do right now because everything is different.
I'm sorry.
No,
that's
okay.
That's combat, though.
It's great.
Like, right?
That's
like, that's
okay.
What
great.
It is.
I should never roll high initiative because it's like...
You complain when you don't roll high initiative.
That's not true.
It is
never
true.
Once breath, have I complained.
I don't ever complain. I famously don't complain.
Shane.
I'm a famously positive person. Okay. You gotta smoke them if you got them.
Yes,
smoke them if you got them.
Smoke them.
Don't know what that means, and I'm frightened.
Oh wait, I have an idea what that means.
I had something to do, but Meryl wasn't there, so
how
I didn't want to do what I was
away
gonna.
From,
you gonna do
from
it on Meryl?
From Flynn,
Meryl.
You are.
I can like take the
60,
stamp the magic user
because I'm a little like.
And you should. It's a good idea.
Okay.
I did bad things to.
Okay.
Okay.
What are we doing, Kellic?
I'm 50 feet from Flynn.
You're 50 feet
uh-huh.
from Flynn.
I'm 60 feet from the door.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
60 feet from the door.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you.
I know, I said it in a weird way.
In a weird way.
Okay.
We're all panicking.
I'm afraid to do this, so I should do it.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
a good rule.
I'm going to move 30 feet
uh-huh.
toward Flynn.
Okay.
As I'm moving...
Thamir, your champion calls upon your aid.
Mm-hmm.
Bestow upon these scions of darkness the might you can serve for only the gravest of sinners. Vovere Montibus!
And I will cast Conjure Celestial.
Yes! That's what I wanted!
All right!
Okay.
This is fucking awesome. This is the first time Kellic's ever done this, right?
Correct.
Right,
yeah,
fucking,
that's definitely a new...
Dude, lay it on me, man. What happens?
So...
in this fucking huge
what,
hallway,
what,
these
I'm
doorways
in a big hallway.
Open.
Is there the roof above us?
Yeah.
Well, DM, for flavor, it's gonna smash open a little bit, okay. The roof.
Yeah, why not?
I reach my hand up toward the sky, and I grasp onto something invisible, and I throw my hand forward, and from the sky, through the roof, crashes an enormous golden greatsword. Just landing diagonally, 45-degree angle into the ground in front of me.
Yes.
And with but a moment between the enormous impact of this landing, so too does a being collide with the sword, grabbing onto it.
Yes, it does.
A three-point landing.
Yes.
And anybody who can see what is happening will see a seven-foot feminine form with mirrored golden armor. You could see your reflection in it.
Ooh.
Enormous, ethereal, translucent white wings, and a faceplate that is has the appearance of fogged glass. Behind it, glowing this like impossibly bright light that even with the fogged glass is hard to behold. If you try to look into is terrifying. And from the back of it is exploding this wild, whipping, tendril-like, white, gold hair as I conjure a celestial.
Oh, my God. Celestial!
And you guys see as Famir's, as brought here by a combination of Kellic and Famir's will, this conjured celestial lands in the
we have an angel fighting for us?
Hallway, and you see exactly the form that Kellic describes, and it's sort of like like pulsating light as they pick up the greatsword and stand at the ready.
And I think it rolls its own initiative.
Yes, it does roll its own initiative.
Unlike my
but
other...
you command it on your turn.
Okay.
So. And it is a large creature, right?
Yes.
His lord.
It's lord.
Is it large?
It's lord.
With an O.
I know. Are we going to have like an angel and a dragon and a bunch of. Like, is this going to be one of those
shit
moments where
happening.
We've got Blueberry out?
It is popping off.
Everything got arsenal all this
time. Yeah, honestly.
And a warlock
it's
demon.
All popping.
Right?
All
like,
possible.
Are we gonna...
It's all possible.
Initiative, DM. Do I add it's just dex
just
mod?
Just dex mod, yep.
Okay, so that is a 15 on its initiative.
Nice.
Okay.
Good initiative.
Cool.
And effectively, the command I'm giving it is to hold the door.
Get
in the doorway.
All right. So I desperately try to prepare
A second battle map.
For some reason, I just never thought you guys would go into the hallway.
Let's do an intro.
Feeling like maybe I should have gone outside, like through the window.
That's all right. That's all right.
Because I have a plan now.
Oh.
Okay. Turn order. Holy cow.
What? It's blown up. What is the turn order?
It's everything's fucked.
Oh, no.
Where it sounds like we're moving into a different map. So, but that being said, for now we're gonna stay on this one. So,
okay,
for sure.
Awesome. So the celestial lands like basically right in the doorway.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, and that is Kellic's turn. They have been added to initiative order at 15. You said.
Yes, correct.
All right, and then we're gonna go resort initiative.
Yeah, so they'll go.
That is action for Kellic. Anything else?
No.
All right.
I might, does Flynn react when Alma whispers to him?
I think just like briefly, I'll just kind of like, I would kind of acknowledge it. I didn't have time to shout anything out to the group. But I heard, and I was like, oh, so like, I know that generally left or right side of me, wherever you plan.
But you looked to us or did you?
I guess I would just be like, that's all. I would just clock whatever. If Flynn is slowing down a little bit for whatever reason, I would just clock
him.
That's my turn.
All right. That is going to end Kellic's turn and brings us to the queen. All right.
And please tell us. She's going to
tell. Yeah.
I'm safe in here, guys.
She goes back.
It would be so tragic.
Damn it! My favorite book is.
I know. Yeah. I got my wallet.
My kitty cats.
I wasn't ready to go.
Oh, I just need her to tell us what she was going to do. As long as she does something and tells us.
Okay. Oh, you hear a like voice, that. Her voice yeah. next to you. Thank you. And then you just feel her like leave.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. she is going to attempt to run. So she...
And she's got Step of the Wind, hopefully.
Yeah, she's Step of the Wind, and she is going to move a long way down this hallway.
Perfect. Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Girl, bye.
Girl, bye. I don't know where you're going, but bye.
It's got to be better than here.
All right.
It has to be better than this.
All right. She, yeah, she books, and you guys lose her.
Okay. Yeah, invisible will Step of the Wind.
Yay!
Thunderstep for the win.
All right. He's going to be so mad.
Guys, it's not over.
No. It's not over. He's going to be really
can't
mad.
Can't celebrate till it's actually done.
He invested so much on this working. Dad. And one 12-year-old.
Your beer looks great. Your beer looks great. Your beer looks great. Your beer looks great.
You're looking yeah, so Seth, ripped so today, Seth, by the way.
No, I'm just trying to imagine that like you spend months and years potentially planning this perfect murder.
He's and then a 12-year-old
comes this in to be like, doo-doo-doo.
You briefly right behind.
The injury because...
Oh,
sorry. No, that's okay.
Where's the little one?
So.
Oh, God, no.
As
not the first
you
time.
All. So, here's what happens. Look, the angel fucking.
We're out of
initiative, right? You hear the queen as she says thank you, and she leaves. And then you, Oma and Flynn, because you guys are close, hear just a very small. Very slight voice.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't count on it.
Mm-hmm.
And as the invisibility vanishes, you see before you, standing about 10 feet in front of the celestial that you conjured, a small halfling.
She's in the room or outside of the room?
Just like basically, she's outside of the room. So actually, she would be 10 feet on.
Beyond,
she's like
on
between
the other side.
Flynn, and, between and, the
Flynn and the celestial, basically.
Okay. Yeah.
But actually, no, she would be, she's right there. That's where she got to.
Where is she?
Sorry, I will...
She's between you and the Celestial.
I will tell you.
Okay.
Right there. No, she's just on the other side of the Celestial.
Oh, sorry.
Inside the room. Inside the room.
Okay.
So I can see her.
She,
I knew she was invisible.
So she, like, you see this halfling woman, and she reaches up and, like, she has this shield kind of, like, on her back as she, like, reaches up and throws it into the air, and it, like, sits next to her. And just hovers in the air.
Okay.
And I want that. And she reaches out her hands, and you see as she like, and you see these like glyphs kind of appear around her hands.
Okay.
And shadows start to kind of coalesce around her.
Nope.
As her eyes start to glow bright yellow.
Nope.
And she like her face kind of elongates as fangs come down, and the shadows. Sprout big black wings that come out from behind her, and she's going to cast a spell.
Counter spell.
Okay.
You can see her, right?
She's not invisible, but I am.
Okay.
Can you?
You cast counter spell?
The door's open.
Yeah.
Is it?
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
The door is open.
Oh, right. The door is open. We have just gotten to her turn, and she has her reaction. Your counter spell is counterspelled.
We have to roll for it, though, right?
No. Because yours... Well, what level are you casting it at? Let me ask that.
Oh, that's the question. That is...
Also, did she not use her reaction to move?
At the start of her turn. We're at the top of her turn.
Can she see me?
She can. This is a very high-level wizard.
No, I know.
True sight.
Yeah.
She casts a number of spells on herself before combat.
Beforehand, yep.
I bet she did.
Mm-hmm.
And you would. She's got a few things going.
Level five.
Oh. Okay. She does not know that. So what she is going to do is cast it at level 3. And she's going to have to roll.
Have to make a check.
To undo yours.
But I feel like hers is pretty... Her spell was pretty high.
It was a pretty cool description.
Yeah, we'll see.
True. You have to roll first to see if,
it works. Yeah.
Oh, so right. Go ahead and roll. Your DC is 17. I have to check something.
I'm going to use Tides of Chaos.
Okay.
Advantage or something?
Yeah.
Nice.
Self-advantage.
Like
come on, Oma.
This is going to be...
Where are you?
You know, Vossen is used to playing checkers with, like,
scrubs.
That's right. That's right.
This is
very high level play, guys.
This
There's
is
a lot
chaotic
of
chess.
There sure is. There sure is.
So I have to beat a 17 to be straight on the dice.
Yep.
So
you have to beat a 17. Well, that's the total DC.
Do I add anything to it?
Just your spellcasting modifier.
I add something. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
yeah, yeah, I was like,
yeah,
it's
really
high,
right?
Yeah.
You add your charisma modifier.
Yeah. It's a intelligent.
It's not a spell attack. It's a spell modifier.
Spell modifier. Let me double check something.
Oh.
Okay.
It's okay. It's all right. It's all right.
For now.
Okay. So as you attempt to, Olmaz, you attempt to reach out and counter the spell, her, like, your magic kind of collides with hers, and she, like, twists her hands as she looks over at you, and those eyes narrow, and the transformation completes as she casts Draconic Transformation on herself at seventh level.
What?
As that is her bonus action. Let me see here. Seventh level. So
what level are they?
We can't celebrate yet, y'all.
With a bonus action.
No.
She casts this spell, and you see as basically like almost this weird draconic form of shadows kind of coalesces around her. And as she does this, her like those shadows kind of coalesce and her mouth falls open and this blast of black energy just goes out away from her. So 60-foot cone from her current position, that gets Flynn.
It's weird because he shoots it back.
The Celestial. And then Kellick, did you move closer?
I moved to 30 feet forward. So
okay,
yes.
Then it would get Kellick as well. So I need all of you guys to make dexterity saving throws for me, please.
So she cast the draconic thing and then was also able
part
to...
part of casting the spell.
Yeah,
I figured. Crazy seven.
When you cast the spell and... There's a bonus action on some turns. Dexterity saving throw.
Dexterity, got it.
Dexterity saving throw.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Okay. Still super.
It's okay.
Away.
It's a seven. It's not the one. It's a seven.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay.
It did make me nervous for a second.
So,
sevens always make me nervous because I'm like, what are you?
24.
24. You take 13 points of force damage.
Okay.
Seeker's not in it. Thessaly's not in it yet.
That's
Olmaz
a first
in
for
it.
Me.
16.
16. You take 27 points of force damage. Kellick?
So I rolled a dirty 20. And
13 points of force damage.
And the Celestial...
She's a black dragon, you said?
Yeah, she kind of takes on the draconic aspects of a black dragon.
Celestial roll by 21.
The spell doesn't have... It's not the dragon's breath weapon. It's
No, I understand. Yeah. No. I'm just trying to picture it.
Like,
I'm also trying to identify whether the resistances would be the same. Like, if they took on a draconic image or if they just took on a...
Yeah, I hear you. That's cool.
And then for my concentration on Shadowblade, 13 points of damage, halved to 10.
A 10.
I don't have to roll? Because I can't.
What's your bonus?
I think I do plus... I do advantage, and I do plus 7 to the roll.
There's a chance you might fail it, so go ahead and roll for me, and then...
Because it's a constitution saving throw?
It's a constitution saving throw. Mm-hmm.
9 plus.
You're good.
Okay.
All right.
We took 13 damage. And I rolled a 13 for my save. For my concentration. So I'm still good on that, right?
Yep, you're still good on that.
Okay. Celestial saved. They're
dope.
13. They rolled a 21.
Yep, 13 points of force.
They're resistant, probably. What's the damage type?
Force.
Force, so yeah.
All right, and then takes to the air as these wings kind
of
like...
Oh, of course.
She gains fly speed as part of the spell, and she goes straight forward into and is going to try to
get through the door.
So she flies up and over the Celestial because the doors are 15 feet wide with vaulted ceilings. The Celestial's large.
Yeah. Right?
She flies over the Celestial because she has a 60-foot fly speed.
Okay.
So the Celestial does not get an opportunity to attack against her.
Okay.
And she moves 60 feet away from her current position. So she gets basically, she's about 30 feet up in the air and then 10 feet away from Thessaly and Salix right now. She's like up in the air, kind of above you guys.
Okay, but she's in the hall now.
And she's in the air. Okay. Yeah. That is her bonus action and her movement. She's going to use her action to cast.
Oh, bonus action for that spell.
It's a bonus. Dude, that spell's goated. It is a bonus action seventh level spell.
Dude, that's absurd.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's bananas. So cool. It's from Fizzbands. She is going to use... She can't cast another spell. She reaches out her hand and a bolt of fire like goes and at a target that you guys can't see. She rolls a 19 to hit. Isolde is going to use her reaction to patient defense and inflict disadvantage on the strike. Still hits. For 20.
Does she have another bonus action?
Isolde?
She used Step of the Wind.
Patient defense with my monks are reactions.
Got it.
It's a reaction. So her attack rolls are at disadvantage against Queen Isolde until the start of her next turn. As a result, she does suffer some damage. 22 points of fire damage.
Does that break invisibility or no?
She's not concentrating on invisibility.
I know because we were trying to figure that out. Okay, good.
All right. That ends Meryl's turn and brings us to the Celestial.
Okay. Doesn't break invisibility, though, so the Celestial can't see her.
Isolde?
No, it's got true sight. So yeah, actually. Oh, Isolde?
Yeah. The Celestial, what's the range?
20 feet.
20 feet? The Celestial cannot see Isolde. She's far away.
Oh.
The queen.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotta make sure I'm doing
how,
my math, right?
I don't know how the we're keeping track
of
non map distance at this point. Can the Celestial close the doors?
Oh.
Because that's what I would like to command it to do if that's...
Oh. Yeah.
It's right.
Yes, they can.
It's the right thing.
It's okay. That's what I would like them to do.
All right.
Does that require a expenditure?
So we're going to go ahead and... So this, it's just...
Can you be okay?
These are like big doors.
Great doors,
very big. So I will say it's their action to close it.
Okay.
And then what we're going to do is we're going to have the Celestial roll an athletics check to hold the doors. And then that'll be contested by anybody trying to get through them.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So go ahead and... roll. So they use their action to close the doors, and then you commanded it to hold the doors, so it holds them.
I mean,
and it's going to make a athletics check to set the DC to get through.
Okay. Oh, okay, that's cool.
Would he have got a
legendary reaction potentially?
It worked. It works.
Not great. It's 15.
15. All right, that is the DC that anybody trying to get through here has to beat.
And can it use its bonus action to heal itself?
Yeah.
Then that's what I'm going to do.
All right.
Actually, yeah, because it's not going to move, so that makes sense.
All right.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What would be the spell's level in this instance? Because the wording of it is... 2d8 plus the spell's level, but there's no
did I put that on there?
Spell. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Whoops. Let's just keep it at 2d8 plus its wisdom mod instead of the level.
Cool. Then, yeah, back to 4.
All right.
Nice.
Awesome.
Nice.
Okay. That ends the Celestial's turn, yes?
Yes, it does.
Okay. That brings us to Savara's turn. All right.
Bro.
So, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. 30.
Oh, can't get to the door? Or can't not...
I'm trying to think of what Savara does here. Let's take a look. Yeah, okay. So, Savara, like, walks up and just looks at the door. Seeker, you're the only one who sees this as the doors are closed.
Yeah.
And she just... And then she, like, reaches out her hand, and she's going to cast Flame Strike on the doors, because she cannot get through with strength. She's not going to try.
Yep.
Okay. Flame Strike. That'll work. Okay. It is a door, so it fails.
so it fails.
What is
that? The door dodges.
Juking.
Right? Moving on, hinges.
Door had dodge prepared.
Patient defense. It's a patient
door. Patient door fence.
Okay.
I'll go.
The doors are, these are big doors. A normal door has 18 HP. These are going to have double that, so 36 HP each. They take
heaps of damage.
31 points of mixed fire and radiant damage. and you see like his holes kind of appear in the door from Svara's blast, and she kind of clicks her tongue at the inconvenience of this thing in her fucking way.
She would.
That is going to end her turn and
never underestimate the power
bring
of a
us
door.
Up a door.
Dude, trap door.
And that is going to bring us to Thessaly.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Okay. okay. So when Meryl came out and she was like, I'm draconic now. Mm-hmm. And where is she in relevance to where I'm at?
She's 30 feet above you and 10 feet away.
30 feet above me and 10 feet away.
Pretty soon we're going to move to another map.
Just so I got you.
It is going to get hard to keep track
of. Okay. Yeah. So here will be the things that I do right now. I am going to bonus action for the wings to come out.
Okay.
Wings are coming out.
All right.
With my action.
All right.
I am going to place both my hands over my own chest, and I am going to cast haste on myself.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's gonna happen. Okay. And then I think with that I can definitely reach Meryl.
Definitely, Thessaly.
Yeah.
As you sprout the wings and they come out, a whisper comes into your head.
What?
Fight the greater evil. And you feel like a burgeoning something as the wings come out, and you feel that kind of release of your divine ember. But there's, for the first time, it's incomplete.
It's incomplete?
Like there's something else. Something there.
Do I feel called to not attack Meryl, but to maybe go somewhere else?
You don't feel any directive.
It just...
You just hear that in your head. And then when the wings come out, normally it's like you feel this surge of power.
Yeah.
And like at your full capacity almost.
But
you're not there yet. Take your turn.
Okay. I'm so frustrated. Okay.
What is the greater evil here? But the door. I saw what happened with the door.
Yeah,
I do know Seeker's inside, but I also saw her do that thing. Mm-hmm. And she's in the air.
Yes.
I'm going up. And I'm going.
Rocket from the ground as you go to meet with Meryl into the air. And it was your action to cast haste. You have your hasted action still.
So I have my hasted action left, which gives me one weapon attack, I believe.
One weapon attack.
But I still get one.
You still get one.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Cool. Do I spend this here? No, I don't. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to do the longsword, and if I maybe we'll see. Okay.
I like that.
This is a 28 hit.
As you swing the sword,
and
you see it on the pathway to hit Meryl.
Wait, what?
Almost before you move, her eyes move, and she instinctively begins to react almost right as you're going to do it. I need you to make the attack roll with disadvantage, please.
Oh! It's okay. 28 is crazy. So,
yeah.
26
hits.
Yeah.
Was that a
reaction?
No.
That's not even a reaction.
What?
I don't know what that is.
It's just like a dragon form. Like
I have no idea.
Interesting.
I don't know. Okay. Oh. Divine Smite is going into this at second level.
Okay.
Happening.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, well done. Well done, Thess.
Good rolls.
It's almost like...
Plus the sword.
When you go up, it's almost like right as you go for the strike, like she sees where it's going to come from.
Interesting.
Like foresight.
Like she kind of sees... She reacts to it before you almost go to swing.
Sorry, I didn't mean to scream into the mic.
All right.
So sorry.
That's all right. You're fine.
Sorry.
He did not even peek.
Good. That's what it is. She's motherfucker. Okay. That's a very aggressive.
That was not a drop.
That was a throw. Guys, so hard.
It's amazing.
Don't say I don't roll right.
Don't do the
that. That was not.
It was a throw.
Like
it really isn't better. The damage is low.
It felt high.
It did feel high. It's true.
That's only, I rolled real low, guys. That's 17 points of damage.
17
total.
Points of damage.
17 is plenty.
Okay. Take them.
That's plenty of damage.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. So you see, and the light kind of flares, but within the shadows, kind of the light almost dims as you are kind of embroiled in this shadowy draconic form that's around her. And that is the end of Thessaly's turn.
I'm just gonna look at. Can I look at Meryl?
Yeah.
I'm gonna look her dead in her eyes and go, "Hey, hey, eyes on me."
Ooh.
Ooh, that's.
And I'm just gonna stay hovering right in front of her.
She. Because
I don't want her looking at.
And now, like, now that you're in her face, like, she almost registers you for the first time. And you see as, like, her little eyes kind of squint, and then one arches. Thessaly. Hi. And then at the end of your turn, when you're striking, you feel that divine conduit, yeah. The voice turns to your head once more.
Yes.
No mercy for the wicked.
No mercy.
All right. Mercy. That is going to end Thessaly's turn and brings us to Salix Gwyn. So he, like, seeing you fly up and, like, the wings and all that, he's like, what the fuck?
But
it is his turn. And as you go up. So Salix, like, he reaches out. He puts his arm in front of him. And you see as, like, this metal rod, like, unfolds from his arm.
But they do.
And turns into a shield, and then he reaches up, and you see as the steel arm on his his metal contraption, it and turns into a fucking cannon. Yeah! And he's gonna use his arcane cannon, arm cannon to make an attack. He is at disadvantage because reasons. So that is. Fuck, dude. Okay, that's a 26 and an 18 to hit.
Keep rolling like that for him and like, right? The other
the
way.
Come on.
The dice don't lie.
All right, that's awesome.
The dice are in our...
I subconsciously looked down at my burnt arm. Yeah.
Oh,
Sean, yeah.
Like,
I'm sorry. Oh, that's amazing.
Relationship deepens.
Zachriel, how about a cannon arm instead of
you? You kind of
got
one, Zachriel.
I got some upgrades.
you throw ash.
So,
what do you got?
She succeeds on her concentration check against your strike. And
all right.
And she takes 23 points of force damage from his arm cannon, and she succeeds on her constitution saving throw against.
Okay. Well, that. She's pretty. Yeah.
And she takes. Yeah, that's it. Okay, that is Salix's turn, and brings us to not them. Okay, that brings us to also not him. There we go. Okay, so...
Yeah, what about our babies who... Are we being followed by the army people?
Actually, yes, we will get to that.
so much
the top initiative.
Our babies following us. Our baby.
Baby general, okay.
Admiral and a general were like, our baby.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed in the intro when you were saying, like, her trusted advisors. You didn't mention Secret and all that.
Yeah, wow.
So Hadrix walks forward with Savara. And then he is going to... What the hell is he going to do
Look,
here?
If we're making them waste time doing this, I support
Right? Yeah.
So he is going to... He reaches... turns back, and Seeker, you see this happen as well. Mm-hmm. Like turns back, and he says, break down the door. Whoa. Jesus. And you see as this
he gets nervous, and he says,
both of these turrets like move forward 30 feet. And then the one
he's got little babies
10, 15, 20, 20.
They're littler babies. Our babies are bigger.
The one Seeker you see is like there's one, it almost looks like a spider with or rather like a not a spider. This one doesn't look like a spider. It's like a cannon with like these kind of like mechanical wheels that pivot and turn as it like comes forward. And then you see this blue like energy gather at the front as he commands the arcane turret to blast the door down.
Mm-hmm.
So that is going to be an attack roll for the arcane turret.
Door dodge.
That's going to hit. And the arcane turret takes... Or rather, the door takes enough. And the doors are blasted outwards as they suffer 13 points of force damage. And the doors are kind of blasted outward. The celestial remains, they are not harmed by it. But like they kind of like lift up the, you know.
It's like blasting over them.
Yeah, but the doors like just kind of blast open. They're kind of turned on the hinges and they are open.
Can you imagine blasting open a door and there is a giant
very true. Patrick's is like,
it's just a mirror of his face.
Because he couldn't really see from his vantage point. And he lifts up, he pulls the device from his side, the gun. And he is going to take aim at, he can see Flynn and he can see the celestial.
He's
an adventurer. He doesn't know who's responsible for the celestial, but he knows you're. He knows an adventurer when he sees one.
An adventurer.
Don't we all?
He
knows a threat when he sees one.
Am I hiding behind the celestial at all? Do I get cover with this thing in front of me blocking the door?
All right. He is going to take two shots at you.
Right.
Flynn.
Flynny boy.
E.
First attack. 20 to hit?
I will use my reaction.
Okay.
And I will just raise my hand up and...
Okay.
Arcane.
Yeah, I don't know which one. Hold on. Or... Let me just double check.
Okay.
Gosh. One round of combat, guys.
I know. This is legit.
It is. Welcome to tier three. Late tier three.
Wow.
I don't know how many shots. I'll do shield. I'll use first level and do shield.
Okay. Flynn, as you raise your arm, the arcane barrier darkens.
Ooh.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
It's just his new stuff.
The traces of your newfound magic weave together with the arcane barrier.
Does it feel cooler?
It looks really cool. And you.
Huh?
You hear a voice.
Oh, God. There's too many people wanting to participate in this fight. Get their asses here or don't talk. Sorry.
Let her die. That's it.
What?
Oh.
That's all.
Oh.
You just hear, let her die.
Oh.
That is.
Don't like that.
Hatrix's turn with the. Both. Oh, the, what does the protector turret do?
Flynn literally is like, okay.
There's a lot of hurt on the field right now.
Yeah, that's very true.
Flynn's like, I don't know who you're talking about. Flynn's like, Meryl? Okay.
You gotta be more
specific. Sure.
That's I'll let Meryl die.
Yeah, Meryl.
That girl with that big sword, let her die too. Woo!
Wow.
That's going to end his turn and brings us to...
Wait, I took damage?
No, you did not.
Oh.
You didn't take damage. The second shot also...
That was just one. He took
two shots, but the second one deflects off the barrier as well. It's an 18.
Yeah, I'm glad I cast shield then.
He takes two shots at you to no avail, and that is going to end his turn, bring us to top of initiative with... Flynn.
Fucking
A. Yeah.
What are our babies doing?
What about our babies?
So, top of initiative.
You said,
Flynn, you are probably preoccupied with what's going on in front of you.
A little bit.
So I don't know if any of you guys actually see this, but you see three figures like running down the hallway after you guys and see Valeris, the Admiral, and General Edgricade are all coming.
Get in there, y'all.
Top initiative, Flynn. It's your turn. You've got the Celestial in front of you and these two.
Okay, I just want to ask some questions really quick.
Okay.
And then it'll maybe determine if I just go in.
Okay.
After all the damage done to the doors, does it look like the frame or the ceiling or that area of the structure of the door has been damaged as well as with the flame strike, with the cannons? Does it look like it's losing its structural integrity?
No, not like it's just the wood that is mostly blasted. There's like scorch and singe marks on the stone. It's possible, but they're not nearly as damaged
Do
as
I
the
feel
doorway.
Like it would take a lot of damage.
It would take a significant amount to bring the walls down.
Okay, then that...
Yeah, to like barricade them in there.
Yeah.
It would take a significant amount, which... By all means, you're welcome to try.
100 damage? Like how much? I can ask you.
Let me find.
Doesn't mean I'm answering. Flynn would know that, but I mean, he might know stone masonry. I don't know.
So these stone walls are like a foot thick. And usually, well, yeah, these things have hundreds
okay,
of,
then
yeah,
we're fine.
Hundreds
of, answer that question.
Hit points.
I don't want to waste the spell slot if I don't have to.
Yeah. Like wall of stone has 30 HP per inch of thickness.
Yeah.
So they're beefy.
I will. I don't know if I want to go. I will go to the side. I want to try and like cover the other area where the Celestial isn't covering the door. So okay. You said the door is pretty open.
Yeah,
the Celestial's covering one side of it. Maybe I'll try and cover the other.
So you move there. Actually, between the two of you, you take up all the available space to get out of that door.
Pretty smart.
Could I... I'll be... I'm only 3 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be on the side of the door. I want to be out of line of sight, but if somebody runs through, I'm there to.
Oh, I see.
What
you're
you know what
okay.
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, I got you.
So it looks like the Celestial's got one side, I got the other side, but I'm not just like
cool
in the open.
All right, so yeah, I've got you. You kind of like tucked around behind the wall.
And I will just, I'll just hold an attack.
Okay.
I'll just hold a weapon attack.
Okay. Just a reminder about like held turns. With your turn, you can hold an action to do a single weapon attack, but like you can't hold your full turn.
Okay.
So if you'd like, you can ready a single attack for anybody who tries to go out that door. Is that kind of what you're
doing? I will, in that case, then I will rub my...
One round.
Can I hold Booming Blade?
Yeah, absolutely.
It says one round. Yeah. I don't know how long that lasts.
Yeah, until the start of your next turn.
Oh, okay.
And like, so the way that works...
concentration, so I'll still have...
No, yeah, okay. you can cast a spell. You can ready a spell, and it lasts until the start of your next turn, and then you have to use your reaction to release the spell, which with Booming Blade, that's part of the spell is making
then
the
then
attack.
Then I'll do that. Then I'll rub my fingers together, get that warbling energy, and kind of tap the mystified blade, and just kind of wait there at the ready in case anyone else tries to run through this doorway.
Awesome.
That's my turn.
All right. That ends your turn and brings us to Captain Vossen, who's going to move 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35.
And then
that's through the door.
Does he stop?
No. I didn't hide.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't give a fuck about you guys.
Does that affect your ready to action?
Yeah, I mean, it's up to you.
He is going to... He sees Meryl out there. He's got to get to Meryl because he knows that she's got a bead. So
how far
that's 45? What did I just say?
I think you said
how 35. Many?
That was 35 already.
Right there? 35. Yeah. Okay,
how
cool.
far can he see?
Goes there and then does exit your reach and the Celestials. Both may take opportunity attacks if they so wish.
They so wish. Do they so wish?
I'm thinking.
I have a question about how this works. So holding my action, is that a reaction?
When you hold the spell, it requires your reaction to unleash the spell.
Like, okay.
You cast Booming Blade, though, which making the attack is part of casting Booming Blade. So you get to...
My reaction.
It takes your reaction.
Are we considering...
We got
this?
To the top of your turn, though. So
Yeah. So I'm just curious. Is this considered an opportunity attack then still? Or
you're technically releasing the spell because that was... So it's not really an opportunity attack. No, it's not an opportunity attack.
So however you
want to
roll it.
Because it is... Yeah, it's not an opportunity attack because you're releasing the spell. No,
because I use the reaction.
The held actions are very specific about you can't hold your turn. You can hold the release of the spell.
No, that's what I mean, though. Would he get his turn and then his reaction then?
No, because it requires your reaction to release Booming Blade.
Got it.
And then making a weapon attack is part of the casting of the spell.
If I would've...
So this is not an opportunity attack. This is a...
Trigger
casting of Booming
Blade. If I, and again, this is for next time, it doesn't have to be this time. If I would have just waited and just like, I guess not done the Booming Blade, would this still consider my reaction holding an attack?
It would be your reaction, but you would be
making,
this is like a weird distinction, but it is, it does matter.
Either way, it's a reaction. I wouldn't get to either way.
It's your reaction.
Holding your action either way is a reaction.
Holding your action is just using your reaction for a different thing.
Yes, for a different thing.
Other than the standard reaction.
Okay, well, I'll go in for a boot.
You hit for a Booming Blade.
Is this Dim Light? Dim Light?
No, I'm not here. Especially not next to that angel.
Oh, true. Might even be blind.
Right.
Do you get advantage because he's...
No, because the blindside, I think.
He's got
how
blindside.
Can he see with blindside?
We don't know.
You're not sure.
So I think it was here.
Make an insight check for me, Seeker, because you've been in the room to watch him move around.
Oh, you're still... Go ahead, if you want to roll.
Yeah,
I'm looking up stuff.
Oh, that's good.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Insight?
Mm.
21.
Looks like about... Like, as you see him, like... he crosses the room, and once he gets like about 20 feet away from Savara and Hadrix, he like his gaze like moves to them quickly.
Okay.
He also, his eyes whip to you as he passes, because he doesn't require sight to see you, so you're not hidden from him.
Got it.
But he doesn't care
about
him. He's got a target.
Oh, so even stealth is his blind sight. Oh,
yeah, because he can see. Wait, that might not be right, but I'll figure that out.
Oh, okay. No worries.
Okay. That might not be right.
Okay. So I'm going to go in for the booming blade. I'll bring it down as he comes through the door.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the shitty attack roll that I made.
Yeah, I made a bad one,
okay,
too.
Okay.
I didn't.
All right.
That's a 12.
12.
Miss. Yeah.
It's okay. 13. It's okay.
Yeah, he uses, like, as he runs through the door and the two swords come out at him, he, like, parries them both separately and keeps running. 45, and then he moves in. So he gets 35 to there, then 40. 45. He's going to use his bonus action to dash an additional 45 feet into the
Jesus.
Hallway. Yeah, Leonin's plus cunning action plus feet. Okay.
So how far does he go?
Yeah, so does
feet.
He? 90 okay.
Feet. Yeah. And Thessaly, you know this. Like, he's Vossen's
speedy boy.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, that is going to end Vossen's turn, though. That's bonus action. Wait, no, he can't. 45 feet. He can't quite get to Salix. So,
I'm sorry. Where?
To Salix.
Where is he?
He can't get on the ground near, like.
Okay,
near
so he's headed.
You.
He's headed where? Okay.
He's about 15 feet away from Salix at this
okay.
time. All right. That is going to end Boston's turn and brings us to Seeker.
Seeker's positioning is so confident.
Maybe they don't see you.
I'm in a room.
You're
hidden.
You're hidden. They didn't know you.
You
were
can
there.
See your face in
you
the armor of the Celestial.
You broke line of sight. Never has a man hidden so well behind a chair.
Never.
If only there was someone that could see it.
It's a world record.
Yeah. Yep.
One for the history books.
One for them books. I would like to. So there's a this table here. That is a. Is that a construct or a person? That's.
Like right here?
Still, no, further to the right.
Right, yeah.
To the, oh,
closer
right
to
here?
The predator.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's a person.
That's I a think person. That's a half-orc, right?
That's yeah, that's a half-orc.
Oh, that's right.
Wait, did they never took his turn.
Yeah, did they go?
Hmm.
Rip.
Yeah, Faye never went?
No, he never
you
went.
You just want to move him?
Do you want to, yeah.
Do your turn.
Add him to the turn.
So
I'll
much
add him to the turn order.
Sorry, guys.
No,
I didn't
that's,
mean
that's,
to.
No, that's my fault.
No,
he did
it's better now.
He actually decided to take an
out. Yeah, better now.
I know.
7 rounds now.
How? All right. Sorry. Seeker, we are at your turn. Go ahead. I'm just going to say Fane dashed.
To get to the
10,
door.
15, 20,
and got
25,
to the...
30, okay. 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60. He gets there. That's he gets exactly to there.
Okay. So like right behind Boston.
Yeah. I'll just say he dashed. Yeah. So. That was
okay.
I'm
Seeker, everybody
turn.
Is coming out in the hallway.
Yeah.
I am going to... there's no. It doesn't feel like there's anything good to do.
Same.
It's just bad. Okay, so I'm gonna. I'm gonna use my. There's a big celestial at the door. There's a big hi. I'm gonna take off. After the lion guy.
Okay.
I'm going to
That's 20 feet for you to get to there.
That's 20 feet?
That's 20 feet.
Jeez.
Now
this room is huge.
I will say there is as far as I can tell well.
You have to like
you
through
are
people,
gonna
right?
Have, you are gonna take a bunch of op attacks if you leave. That
yeah,
door.
Mm-hmm.
Because uh-huh. There is no discernible way for you to get out without leaving everyone's reach.
So, I guess.
But you're rogue.
Yeah.
Bye.
There's a couple. Like I could
you
do
know.
A couple.
You're
like,
not afraid of death.
What I'm gonna, you know what?
Uh-huh.
Instead of going out, I'm okay. gonna stay in my spot and I'm gonna stealth around the table a little bit more.
Okay.
I want to move towards the.
I think you were like here.
What I would call the south end of the room.
Uh huh. Like right there.
Move like to that chair. I want to stealthily move there. And I'm gonna cast fairy fire like right towards the front of the door. I don't want to get the celestial.
Okay.
Don't want to get as many of the.
Nah. Yeah, at least four.
So I'm gonna grab some sand from my belt.
Cool.
And yeah. And I'm just gonna grab some sand from my pouch on my belt and whisper into it, Galad-or, and toss it up. And so it's a 20-foot cube.
Okay.
See as many as I want to. I would definitely want to get the two closest to the door, and then if I can get the constructs, great.
Okay. Give me just a second.
I could get the half orc, but I think that would also get the celestial, and
I don't think there's a way to.
There might be.
Yeah, what are the constructs and what are people? or Fatal Reserve, right?
A philosophical question.
So,
what
are people?
I mean, you might even be able to get the construct. Really think about it. I mean, if they hit the construct or the celestial, then that's just a turn that they waste on that instead of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what we want them to do. Is hit your thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean that's why I put it there.
Hoping.
Can I put it like
succeed.
If I center it on those two at the door, would it get? Would it hit Flynn?
We are calculating.
Look at that. You've got a thing.
Cube.
Calculating the rhombus.
Oh.
or whatever.
Yeah,
the fuck.
Like a line. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
So, right.
The rhombus.
Trapezoid rhombus.
Bam.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That.
Tromboid.
That's awesome.
Tromboid.
Right.
We're still nervous.
We're still nervous.
All right. So, we need some deck saves. Arcane cannon thing.
Tromboid.
This thing fails. The arcane cannon fails because it is a fucking machine. let's see here.
Wait, is she still?
Hadric?
She's still invisible. Yeah.
They can all fucking see her anyway.
The queen.
I mean, within a certain.
I mean, they took off.
Extent.
Drops.
I mean,
so now,
yeah, wizards.
The invisibility does drop from the queen. Reveal where she is on the next when we move up because we're gonna have to move over to a different map.
It allows us to
they've already
at least. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Hadrix, or was that the thing? Hadrix rolls a 17? Sorry, 18.
18 does succeed.
Okay. Fuck, she rolls also really well. She rolls an 18 plus 2.
That
she
succeeds.
Rolls 20. And Fane, 15 on the dice. Damn it. I'm sorry, dude.
Oh, Fane is my one in 5.
What are they rolling?
Deck saves.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, deck saves. Pain is not particularly dexterous, but yeah, 18.
Goodness.
Yeah.
18. That's everybody rolled above a 15. I'm sorry, bud.
Well, your spell save isn't that high.
Damn.
Either, right? So it's like.
Shit, bud. Well, I mean, the turret is lit up.
Yeah.
But.
Take that thing out. Yeah.
All right. So the cube does not remain, but the arcane cannon is lit up with purple sort of magic around it. Unfortunately, the rest of them
could they
do
all
succeed.
Does he not get? Do you get the? Sorry,
magical ambush.
Yeah, because you were hidden. So that's disadvantage.
You
right?
are hidden. Yeah. Good point.
Oh,
so Hadrix rolled a 15.
If they can't see me, how did I forget 10?
It's plus 3. That is a fail.
He failed.
So there
you go.
Savara rolled a natural or an 18 on the dice. That is an 11 plus
no way
3.
Plus, I think she might have 3.
On a star?
2.
No, I thought
come on, Vane.
Hey, sneaky for the win.
That's right.
Sneaky boy.
Vane.
Man push.
Good God.
What'd he do?
Like
what'd he do?
3.
Yeah!
Let's
Shane! Right.
Shane!
Nice.
Thank you for remembering.
I'm here for the roguelike.
Hey,
we're
there we go.
Sneaky boy.
Sneaky magic.
Beautiful.
It's sneaky magic.
We're right? Sneaky.
Just like that.
Sneaker magic.
Everybody
say everybody.
So fucking good.
The turntables.
All
right.
Let's go.
Yes,
all
four
of
them. Seeker sneaky wave.
All of them.
Love it.
Now covered in purple plasma.
Let's
as fairy fire takes a hold.
They're at an advantage.
They're at an advantage for us.
All right. Fuck yeah.
For a minute.
You remained hidden because you didn't. Well, you reveal yourself when you cast the spell, so you've done your
bonus action.
Hide. You have to move a little bit, move around again. Go ahead and roll your stealth check for me.
Stealthy boy.
I like to think when he cast it, he sat in the chair.
Yeah. Can you put a d4 on
so good.
It?
Oh, wow.
Got cozy
Jeez.
For like
I like that roll.
Yeah, just 1 second.
And I was like,
and
fuck yeah.
It doesn't matter. So it's a 20.
23.
Fucking A.
It wasn't 200.
Okay.
I'll do a roll of 2.
You are hit. believe you are hidden.
Believe you are hidden.
I wonder if you are. All right. So, I mean, that's what they fucking are. So like.
Here is
I was in a room with the bad guys by myself.
I'm okay. They don't know I'm here.
Under a table. Like a man. Like an adult.
Weirdly.
Man.
Like an adult also, man. I also gave everybody advantage, mm-hmm. and then I stayed hidden.
Yeah. I'm a warrior. But I'm hiding under a table.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's all a right, good table.
So here's what we're going to do.
Oh, jeez.
We are going to move over to a different map.
Yay. Different map.
Toma, sorry. I'm going to take a brief minute to move us to
No, 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 please. Because I have questions about where our positioning is.
Right now,
okay,
man.
Give me a second, though.
So while.
All right. So this is arguably probably not quite long enough, honestly. That hallway was supposed to be about 200 feet, but.
That's fine.
Good enough. So this is kind of the hallway. There's a little bit of extra on either end, but we're going to do this.
It's spooky.
It's so spooky.
All right. So, Seeker, okay. I'm going to put everybody who's, like, still in that room. Seeker, you are, like, oh, geez. Hang on. We're going to pop back over to this map so I can measure out how far away everybody is from the door.
Yeah, I'm like,
so, Seeker, please remember,
so you are 55
feet away from the door.
Okay.
You are 55 feet away from the door. The arcane cannon is 20 feet. The protector turret is 30 feet.
Who's, are you writing this?
I'm going to hear, yeah. So,
Seeker 55, cannon 20.
30. 20. So the arcane cannon is 20. The protector turret is 30. Seeker is 55. Svara is 10, as is Hadrix.
Fane is 5.
Okay. Yeah, Fane is in the doorway.
Oh, he's in the doorway?
He's in the doorway, as is the Celestial. So, here is what we're going to do.
Great.
We're going to put... so Seeker is going to be up on the map.
So
this, this is going to be up there. I'm just going to move like everybody who's still in the room kind of onto the edges of the map.
Okay. Yeah.
That's Hadrix. The Celestial is going to be right at the edge.
I mean,
and we'll say the doors are kind of right where this ends.
Spell save DC much
Flynn is right. Flynn, you're right there, kind of around the corner, right? And then, actually, you know what I'm going to do? Is this what I want to do? Yeah, I'll just add a few extra.
That's the way to go.
Yeah, I'm just going to add some extra room on the map here, actually. So we're going to go...
Because they all rolled average, didn't they? Didn't they all like roll 11?
They rolled, just, yeah, they did. Yeah. About.
All right. So, hang on one sec. I'm going to move some folks around. Thank you guys for your patience while
it
I figure this out.
It is.
So,
thank you.
I'm just throwing down compliments, hoping it'll result in.
Oh, look at you.
Putting good energy out there to.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah.
That is nice because someone hasn't complimented my handwriting in years.
Really?
I like it.
Yeah. It's not. Well, thank you.
All right. Fuck.
I don't know.
And we're in the hallway.
Yay!
Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
We're back.
We are back.
And we're back.
Olma, it is your turn. What do you do with your turn?
Can we do some math first?
We can attempt to do some math.
If I have a 30-foot spear, can I hit both Vossen and Meryl?
Ooh.
30-foot radius, right?
30-foot radius.
So 60-foot diameter.
Oh, you're 60 feet, yeah.
That's 60 feet, yeah. So if it's like on... I feel like that's a yes, but...
Almost yes, you can hit both of them. It's just a matter of...
Who else I
who
hit.
Who else you're going to hit.
Yeah, I want to...
Inevitably.
Well,
like me or Salix, probably.
Someone might... Because also, Vossen is on the ground. Meryl is 30 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And so in order to hit both of them, you have to place it such that it's...
That,
you know,
yeah, that the arc...
So this is... Yeah. Oh, no. What did I do?
I don't know. Fine on our end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hang on just a second. I just like shifted the whole map. Hang on. There we go. Okay. So let me see if this is approximately the right freaking Jesus Christ, a 60 fucking foot sphere. It's 70 feet, so that's a little too big. Oh man, high level play, gang. Welcome. Fuck. There we go. That's it. Okay, so that's your sphere. That is, do you see that? That big blue sphere?
Yeah.
That's what we're working with.
So yeah, you're going to have to.
So.
Well, can I move it past?
You can move it.
Because I can center it on the opposite away from Kellic.
Without getting Kellic and getting Thess, that's like as far as you can get them. It's like right there. Do you see that?
Yeah, I do.
So that's... And then to hit... Yep, that's...
And she's no longer invisible. So where's the queen?
She's just outside of it.
Just so outside of it. Cool. Yeah.
She's
okay,
right
great.
Over there. Do you see her?
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, Seth and Salix. Okay. I think we're going to be okay, though. I think. I'm going to cast Sickening Radiance.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, okay. So,
so it's going to stay there.
It stays there. Awesome. Yeah,
at
that
least,
remains.
Like, in the middle of the fucking, like, battlefield.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Cool, mm-hmm. cool, cool. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. I'm going to change it to green.
It's so gross.
Okay. That is that going to be...
Con save.
On their turn, right?
Or on their turn.
On their turn. They started in there?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Cool. That's Oma's action, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What else are we doing with our turn? Oh, wait.
What?
Has it been Meryl's turn?
It hasn't. No, it has not. She can't
spell me. Yeah, she can't.
Thank God. Yeah, okay. So, and then movement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to move further away towards the queen. So I'm going to go 40 feet towards the queen, I guess.
40 feet gets you right there. And you're kind of skirting around the edge of it.
Yep.
Right? Okay. That 40 feet gets you right there.
Yeah. That's my turn, I think. Like, I think that's my turn, yeah.
All right. And Olma's turn. At the end of Olma's turn, Vossen is going to use a legendary action.
Why?
Because he is a legendary creature.
I know!
That's not starting his turn in that, is it?
They're off turn everything else, right?
But
let me see here. Let me see.
Just like, if I use Sickening, I'm going to stop using Sickening Radiance. It's like every time I use it, people just get out of it before it fucking even...
That is the wrong step. Where are
scissors? Yeah.
I forgot he had that thing that they can all move as much as they want to move. Anytime they want to move.
It's okay.
No, it's a waste of a turn.
Not true. It's not a waste. It's good. He is going to use
to reposition.
A legendary action to move. He is going to use a legendary action to move, but he can't make everybody else do that yet. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35.
Jesus Christ. Fuck! What was the point?
That's his legendary action. Still got Meryl.
No, it doesn't matter if I got Meryl, because I also had to get Thessalian. I might as well get like other people. It's fine.
All right. Very sorry. That is going to end. He has to act in his best interest. That is going to end his legendary action and bring us to General Cade.
The big boy.
All right.
The big baby.
The boss. Well, this actually says if a creature moves into the spell's area for the first time, so.
Then.
Yeah, it's not him.
If he's moving.
He's moving
into the area.
Or starts their turn there.
I feel like that. This qualifies. He's moving through the area. It's technically not on his turn, but I don't know how that interacts.
But it's not about his turn. It's whether he moves through the area or starts their turn there. It's an or.
That's the important bit.
So it should apply.
Yeah, he moves in the area. So then he's going to make a con save, right?
No, it moves into the spell's area.
Well, he moves through it because it's already in it.
If you're allowing it, I'll allow.
Yeah. Actually, I don't want to use my spell.
I want to make sure I'm saying it correctly. I want to make sure I'm saying moves into. I want to make sure.
Because I think so. I'll review it afterwards, and then we'll chat about it.
But I'm just making sure I'm saying it right for you, so that I'm not.
Yeah, for now that seems right.
Wrong.
So, he is going to make a con save.
Con save.
After one.
What?
But
legendary resistance.
I think so. Yeah.
All right.
Which burns
he is
one.
Which burns one.
Burns
one.
Yep.
To succeed. So it's, he now
but
has.
But he still suffers a level still, of exhaustion.
No, he doesn't.
He makes the save.
He chooses to succeed.
You choose to succeed. Okay.
You get a finite amount of them, though. So it's a finite amount,
and you just burn
he
through one.
He still takes half of the damage, though, right?
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So go ahead and roll damage.
One second. I think it's a saving
throw. On a saving throw. Or on a must succeed or take. Yeah, no.
Yeah, he did nothing else.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Resistance. That's good.
But yeah, burning a legendary resistance is fucking... That's awesome.
Good. Yep.
Okay, Valeris is going to... Or excuse me, not Valeris. What's his name? Cade. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Ed.
All right.
Eddie boy.
So, Edgar Cade walks out. sees the fucking lay of the land and looks over at the queen and Vossen, and he starts to move forward. Pulls his greatsword.
Yeah.
He turns up to the queen. He says, I am sorry, my queen, but I believe new leadership is needed.
Are you?
And he turns and he strikes at Valeris with his turn.
Fucking kidding me! What?
Yeah, that tracks. Fucking tracks.
Because Captain Vossen's ship was in a military parking spot.
Mm-hmm. Remember when I said that I have questions about the job?
Why has he died?
I have questions because it wasn't her, but I mean, I don't...
All right.
Yeah.
I wrote the general a little bit. He's not a nice man.
So,
you did write a little bit of the general.
That is going to be a 25 to hit against Valeris.
No!
Hang
on, what's the range?
Fuck this!
Okay.
Oh yeah. You might be obscured with the, I don't know.
26 points of slashing damage on the first strike.
This is rough, dude.
And he's gonna use goading attack and roll an additional 1d10.
That's not the baby I wanted.
7. So what did I say? 28 plus 7 is 35.
Yeah.
Valeris, like, the sword makes contact with Valeris and he, like, goes to fall and will use Orcish Resilience to stay up with one hit point.
Yeah.
He turns to Edgar Cade and he spits in his face.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Just fucking traitor. And Edgar Cade is going to be like, I'm sorry, my friend.
Hit him again.
He is going to hit him again.
Yeah.
That is going to be... not a lot to hit. That is terrible, as a matter of fact. And last hit. Yeah, that hits. Or he's going to use precision attack, and then it is going to hit.
Yeah.
And Valeris goes down.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, wait, nope. I'm going to keep him on the battlefield. So Valeris goes down, but that is General Edgar Cain's turn as he
right now
joins the battle and not in the way that had been hoped.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a nice man.
So
he's not a nice man.
Oh my god!
That's his turn. The end of Edgar Cade's turn. Vossen looks over.
Over what direction?
At Edgar Cade.
He didn't expect.
He was surprised.
That's
22 to hit the queen. At disadvantage. 22 to hit the queen.
Oh my god.
And
what's a legendary action?
Why is it disadvantage?
Patient defense from the queen.
Oh hell yeah!
She's
gonna use a legendary action,
and he
can see her. So it's a disadvantage because of patient defense, but he still hits.
Okay.
And she is gonna take. Actually, he's gonna use hamstring. Yeah. So he like swirls around her, and you see as he puts the blade like right at the base of the back of her leg, and
no,
he's gonna hamstring her, and she's gonna have to make a con save. So. He takes 30 points of damage from the strike and then has to make a constitution saving throw.
Why?
Because he's mean, that's why. And she's getting hamstrung, so con save. 13, she fails. The queen like almost is like hobbled as he slices the back of her leg. And her movement speed is significantly impaired. That ends his legendary action and brings it to Kallik. What are you doing with your turn, bud?
Ah, shit. Okay. No, okay. Yep. Good deal. I'm going to move 30 feet toward the queen without getting into the radius of the thing.
There you go.
Okay, cool. I'm going to burn a divine ember to use to extend the range of my spell.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast Death Ward on Queen Isolde.
That's amazing.
Okay.
I think I'm within 30 feet.
You are within
right?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. You are exactly 30 feet away.
Okay.
Awesome. What does that look like?
Normally I would put it on her directly, but as I literally a piece of my flesh tears off of my arm and
like floats up in the air, like as it's like catching fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I grab it out of the air and I put it on my own neck, and then Ooh. On her neck appears like this like scorch mark that imbues this effect on her.
Pretty All cool. right. That is going to end, or is that the end of Kellic's turn, or is he doing anything else?
I don't have any bonus actions that aren't spells. Yeah. So, All right. That's it.
That brings us to Queen Isolde's turn.
Oh my god, oh my god.
Her speed is half. So she is going to use Step of the Wind to disengage and then move 5, 10, 15. That's a, or 20, excuse me. That's as far as she gets.
That's just towards
Not
another
towards
enemy.
Kate.
She has nowhere else to go.
Well, she has nowhere else
she has
to go.
Nowhere else
right,
to go.
Right,
yeah,
right.
She can't go north. She can't go south.
You're right.
She can't go back.
No, it's
because everybody else is there. She's pincered.
Yeah.
No, I realized I said it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
That is
no.
her
Your
movement.
Reaction feels
can't really
the
move
same.
Toward us. Either.
Bonus action, patient defense, and then now that like she's cornered.
Yeah.
She brings her hands down.
What is she gonna do?
Folds them in prayer as she whispers. Please. And she's going to cast Spirit Guardians at 4th level.
Okay. Okay. That's good. That's
and
good.
Her eyes open, and you can see they're like glowing with this golden light.
Hell yeah.
As she is going to try to cast Spirit Guardians to protect herself.
She's a cleric monk.
She's a cleric monk.
That's fucking cool.
That is cool.
All right.
Good,
Queen of Soul.
Pretty good.
Wisdom, yeah.
So,
good multi-class.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, it is. Queen, where are you? All right, so that
kill brings, yourself, queen.
Yeah, I know, right? That's true.
Queen.
10, so that's a 15-foot radius circle, golden light, and then you guys can see as this aura surrounds her as she uses Spirit Guardians to try to protect herself. That's her action. Her bonus action was patient or to move. That ends her turn and brings us to Meryl, who starts her turn in the... what's it called? In the
radiance.
In the con.
Half shitty con.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's an 18 on the dice.
Tails. It's a 19 save.
Plus.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
She gets a 24.
I am going to use... She's 24.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't matter.
Oh.
Because I can do the...
She's yeah, 18.
Luck, but it's not.
Fantastic. Oh, it's
not right. enough.
Fucking A. She's a plus 8?
Plus 6.
Plus 6 to con?
Yeah. She's
What's
a very
she been doing?
High level wizard. Took resilient con. All right, that is going to.
Is it a reaction to drop my.
You can do it at any time on your turn. Or like off your turn too. Like you can drop spells whenever.
Or like before Thessaly or.
I'm going to wait until the end of Meryl's turn, and then I'm going to contemplate where she is.
All right. That is. That's her turn. This is still up. What is she doing? What is she doing?
Uh-oh.
Why are you looking like that? I don't like that.
Why?
I don't like that plan.
Because she is tired of another magic caster.
Oh my, which is why I did it in the...
You want to check something real quick?
Yeah, but she's a higher level than I am, so like doesn't fucking matter.
No, that's not what she...
I mean, at least if she uses all her high level spells, then at least she's used them.
She's, yeah, and she's expended.
I mean, that's a level 7.
Scary.
Because I don't even have level 7 spells.
Oh, no, she can't do that. Okay.
Maybe it was just the one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, yeah.
She looks over at the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
And she raises her hand. And you feel this. She's going to cast a spell. As you feel this, like, sort of high-pitched ringing begin to echo in your guys' ears, the two of
I'm
you.
I'm going to try to counterspell it.
So. All right. Go ahead. What level are you casting counterspell at?
Third?
All right. Your DC is 15. She's casting a 5th-level spell. So go ahead and roll for me. It is a d20 plus your charisma modifier.
Huh? 14, 15,
16, 18. Woo! She raises her hand. The spell unravels.
Yes!
As she looks at you and just like...
I stick my tongue out.
She is going to turn, but she turns
so
to you, Thessaly.
Uh-huh.
And she, that same, like almost like a phantasmal mouth opens up in front of her. And she is going to use her bonus action to do the cone of force damage at all of you. And I think... Queen Isolde is just on the edge. So I need dexterity saving throws from Thessaly,
so good,
Salix, and Queen Isolde. She's going to point it so that this Voss is not...
Just to point it, yeah.
Yeah, she like...
Yeah.
It kind of goes like into the corner of the
room.
Yeah,
yeah. That but that's not important to her. As long as she can angle, yeah.
So that is... Nice counterspell, Oma.
That was really good.
That was synaptic status.
That was great.
That sucked.
That was going to repeat real bad.
I gotta expend the spells.
Well, and at least it's the third level, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She... Mm-hmm. Boom, that fifth level
I'm,
slot
like, running
is fucking gone.
Spell, so.
Okay. So with her bonus action, she does that, and then she's going to... Salix has to make a save.
Yeah.
As does Queen of Solde. What is your destiny save?
I don't know why I rolled two dice. Should I roll a third one?
roll a third straight.
Okay.
Wow.
What is it?
The natural 20 for 26.
That was two natural 20s.
You rolled a natural 20, re-roll it, got it on
no
the
20. No way.
Serving.
What the fuck?
It doesn't count yet.
That's awesome.
Because I didn't get to use it.
Whatever you did, keep doing that.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Do that again when you're about
when
to
you're
be in this what? Yeah. All right. Area too.
Unfortunately, Queen Isolde and Salix both fail.
No!
So they take 30 points of force damage.
How is Queen Isolde looking?
Not so great anymore.
Okay.
So she's going to make 15? A con save for Spirit 15? Guardians. She has to beat a 15. Uh-oh. Does she have it?
Oh, to concentrate? No.
Three on the dice.
Damn it.
Spirit Guardians drops.
Fuck.
All right. Okay.
Fuck.
Okay.
Oh, God. Sorry, guys.
Let me go. I want to get my turn. Let me go.
Bonus action. Action. She's going to move away from you. Wait, where's she going to go? 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Do I get an attack of opportunity?
Of course you do, yeah.
Okay, take it.
Go ahead. She flew like, over into the corner near Vossen.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You see her?
28.
Yeah.
28 to hit.
Yep.
It is at disadvantage.
Still?
She can see the future or something.
Oh, right.
She is a specific type of wizard.
I was
going
to say a thing.
She's a thing.
22?
Hits. Go ahead and roll your dice.
It rhymes with witch. I mean, she kind of is a witch.
True.
Yeah, she is.
Totally negates me because, like,
I'm not putting anything
everything
I do.
As you are striking at her, you can. She is tracking the shots before you make them.
Yeah.
She can see what you are about to do.
Yeah, she can predict my. Yeah.
And that is why she is.
Just 8 points of damage.
Points of damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't put anything in it.
She's got to make a con save for...
Did she fail?
Okay. Two natural ones. She is a halfling.
No!
Halfling luck. One of them, right?
One of them. It's cocked. That's a two.
So she's not a dragon, so she can't move that far.
Well, no.
You get hit right away.
Yeah, as she leaves the reach. Okay.
Oh!
Hang on. Oh, man. Hang on. This series of events just fucked me.
No, it was an attack of opportunity. She left my range. We were engaged.
She's dropping her. She's going to fall out of the air.
She lost her concentration.
Yeah, so she leaves your reach, Thessaly.
Yeah.
And you swipe out, and the tip of the sword, like, just barely, like, catches her right in the middle of the back.
But it burns.
And she... And she suddenly, like... falls. Yeah. She, as she falls to the ground, and the shadows, like...
Yeah,
her fucking seventh level spell is gone.
Holy shit.
But, all right.
Glad you kept that thing up.
So
she falls 30
feet to the ground.
Yeah, so she's going to take some
3d6 damage, which is 6, 3, and 2 for, what is that, 9 plus 2 is 11?
Let me in there.
I'll take 11 damage for free.
Minus 11.
Holy crap.
Plus the attack
that
off. That's some extra damage.
Yeah, that's like almost 30 damage.
You specifically said 30. You waited.
I'm waiting
Did
until...
Did she already make her con save?
She already made it. Yeah. But I would... I was going to drop it if she left the area, but if she falls and has to stay within the area...
She moves 5, 10, Hang on.
She has to stand up. She has to stand up. She has to stand up, which takes half her movement.
Right.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And now she's got to physically move. She's got to physically move. I don't know if she can make it.
Her little baby
legs. She's only got 25 feet of movement, and she's using half of it to get up.
Tiny little legs.
Yeah, because she's...
She used her bonus action already. She used her... What did she use her action for?
She tried to cast a spell.
She did try to cast synaptic. She can only get to there. She can't get out.
I'm keeping it up.
Five.
Okay, fair enough.
10. She falls. Half her movement. She can't even fucking... Yeah, she falls prone and gets up and stays right there.
Okay.
She can't go anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, Vossen can do that thing where he calls everyone to him, but even then, it's like, it's still kind of worth it to keep it
you
up.
Can always, so you can always drop it
we'll
before
see. Well, I don't know
turn.
In what context he gets to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
And
don't.
That ends her turn.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
The nerves haven't gone.
That is going to bring us to Fane. Who moves 5?
Oh, I forgot about him.
10.
Do I have my reaction back?
Yeah, I think you already used it.
And he looks at you and the celestial, and then the ripples on his glaive shift as he uses blink strike, and he is going to teleport
this?
With his bonus action.
No. Cool. You already used it to do your attack.
He's blinking away anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Away,
let's see here. Where does he go? Where is he going to go?
He's going to go to help Meryl.
He's not going in there.
No. He's going to kill us.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Ah!
Bam.
Can he see me?
He can't see you.
Okay.
Oh, good.
but he sees you.
It's okay.
He's going to use his bonus action to move up to you. And strike with his blink strike glaive. He is going to, this is at advantage, because points turn, bonus action, blink strike glaive, teleport to an unoccupied space. The next attack roll he makes before the end of his turn has advantage.
Is he within, how far away from the celestial are we?
From the celestial, you are, I think exactly, he's 55 feet away. So, he's going to make this attack at advantage, and it is going to be a great weapon master attack.
Cool. No.
Natural 19 on the dice. So
I don't think that
it's gonna hit. For
sure.
what do you mean?
I mean, does he add nothing? Because then I'm good.
Unfortunately, no.
Is he not proficient with the greatsword? just carried him up for show. Just
you take
cool.
27 like, points of slashing damage
and
7 points of force damage.
What?
This is no longer at advantage. He is going to. Okay, but.
Huh.
I'm sorry, guys. These guys are fucking good at their job.
It's okay.
Mage Slayer. When he damages a creature that is concentrating on a spell, that creature has disadvantage on the saving throw it makes to maintain concentration.
Okay.
You have Warcaster.
I do. So it's straight.
Your DC to maintain concentration is 27 plus 7 halves, which is 34. 34.
Five by two, so.
17.
Yeah.
It was 17.
18.
18. All right, nice.
Death ward?
Death ward. Death ward.
Celestial.
Yeah.
It's done a lot of work. So if you lost it,
he is going to. He has more attacks.
Yep.
He is going to attack you again. Another great weapon master attack. This is not an advantage.
That's nice.
14 plus 6 is a 20 to hit.
That hits. Needs it.
Okay. Nope, not that one. You take 28 slashing, 2 force.
Jesus. Okay.
This guy hits fucking hard.
Sure does.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
And these are great weapon masters, so he's adding a flat plus 10 to these.
Lose concentration.
Fuck.
Oh, wait. He's still got Mage Slayer no matter what, right? So it's a straight roll either way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. Lose concentration.
And.
Everybody losing 7th level spells up in here.
Last. Strike.
I'm sorry, Shane.
It's okay.
No, he misses. That is a 11 to hit.
Well, that's nice.
Shit.
Okay. No, that's fine. It's okay.
He is going to...
It did a lot of work. It did a lot of work to keep everybody in that room.
It did.
And he does not have his movement, or he has not used his movement. That was bonus action to teleport.
He's just about to have a turn. Like, fucking wreck him.
They were going to do some more.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
He's going to... move away.
I don't have a reaction to attack Robert. Yeah.
He's going to action surge.
Jesus.
Miss.
Okay.
It's 14 to hit. An 11 to hit.
Oh, okay. My God.
Okay.
16 to hit.
Hell yeah.
That was a 5, a 7, okay, and a 10. They're all great weapons to attack. Mm-hmm. He's just trying to kill you. Yeah. Like, he's coming in with these huge swings.
PTSD from Barrett Hastel. I am able to just barely, get my shield in front of
the I am. So, volley. On the 16,
yeah,
he's going to use a precision attack. Okay. And he's going to try to add enough. Yeah. He's okay. Gonna hit you on that third one.
There's okay.
24 to hit. He adds 8 to the attack roll.
Okay.
So 26 points of slashing damage.
Jesus Christ.
7 points of force damage.
Okay.
How you doing, Shane?
What 26?
26 plus 7? Plus 7. That is his whole turn. He cannot do anything else. Sorry, buddy.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
That all is good. Gonna end his turn.
How you doing?
Brings us to Thessaly.
I'm bloody as fuck, man.
No. Okay. Well, first off, I'm gonna yell at Salix to move.
Okay.
Move and get out of the gesturing for him to get out of the that.
Okay. Okay.
How far away is Queen Isolde from me?
She is. Let's find out.
Oh, it's the start of your turn.
Yeah, you gotta make
a
con save.
You have to do a con save.
Sorry, I was so focused.
You're good. She's 55 feet away from you.
She's 55 feet away.
55 feet away from you.
What am I doing?
How far away is Captain Boston?
He is.
That's really good, actually.
35 feet away from
you. Is 26.
26. You're fine.
Thank
okay.
God.
That's the save.
That would suck.
That would really suck.
Getting radiance. Or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, how far away is Boston?
35 feet.
35. I would like to, and if I move to where Vossen is, is Queen Isolde within 60 feet of me if I were to move over there?
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm going to move directly above Vossen.
Okay. Are you going to try to interpose yourself between him and the queen?
A little bit in front of him.
Okay. So as you come down and you're kind of above him, sort of floating there in the air, your wings are like those incorporeal wings are extending out from you. And as you make eye contact with him, you hear once more in your head. By any means necessary. And we're going to pick up there next time.
What?
We're at time and things are still going.
What is happening?
Oh, my God.
Thank you guys so much. This is fucking stressful. Thank you all so much. Thank you guys, all of you. I know things are tough right now, but we're going to be all right. Everything's going to be great. All right. We'll catch you next time. Bye, nerds.
Bye, nerds.
Hey nerds, Seth here. If you're enjoying Venture Forth, please like, follow, and subscribe on whatever platform you're using, and make sure to tell all your friends, all of them, like every one of them. If you're interested in going the extra mile, of course, you can check out our Patreon. The link is always in our description. You can support the show there. We are so grateful for our patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without them. And if you're interested in becoming one and, you know, helping us do the thing, then you can head on over there. And of course, you get access to some really cool bonus exclusive content that is only available to our patrons. So anywho, check it out. Thank you so much. Bye, nerds.